Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Yesterday we were contacted by Karen Butler, came back from Canada last year, Irish after living for over 30 years in Canada, was walking through Dublin City Centre on September 23, 11 o'clock in the morning, and had a very serious collapse. And it's only now after on the road to recovery with fractures, and she hit her head fully on the concrete, that she's looking for the Good Samaritan. Karen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Have you were on yesterday? Any luck in finding your Good Samaritan?
Not so far, but I always have the belief in kindness of strangers, and okay, I know someone will show.
Well, she's not a stranger anymore because she's on the other line.
My goodness!
Yes, her name is Sylvia Mazzanti. Sylvia, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. It's great to hear from you. Tell us, what do you remember of that morning, Sylvia?
Basically, it was, would you believe, it was my first day of annual leave since the pandemic. Like, it was I was meant to be in Italy, but they changed the flights and everything, so I couldn't go home. And I was just walking past the Molly Malone statue on the opposite side, and basically I just, like, turned my head and I saw the Karen surrounded by three guys. I said, oh, maybe I'll just go and check how she is.
Because you're a nurse in Beaumont Hospital, which is brilliant. Okay, yeah. So you went across the road and you saw Karen.
So I just leaned over and I asked her how she was, and I saw that she had, like, an injury. So I was like, oh, better call the ambulance straight away. Mm. And then after that, it was just, like, a long wait for the ambulance to come. Like, I think, I can't remember, but it took a very, very long time for them to come. And then in the meantime, we were just chatting to Karen, but then she kind of started getting a little bit more drowsy, and she was a bit nauseous as well, so I kind of had to start getting help as well. So this guy, Sam, was just passing by, and he said that it was a lifeguard, that he had CPR and everything, so I just asked him, would you mind just getting help, you know, from anywhere, or like some support or some equipment? And then we just kind of waited and waited and waited until then the paramedics arrived, you know.
Okay, yeah. Karen, what do you want to say to Sylvia Mazzanti?
Sylvia, I can't express my kindness and my sincere thank you to you. You saved my life that day, and I believe that wholeheartedly. I spent a month in the hospital, I'm only just coming. I had concussion. I still have concussion, and I spend most of my time. I needed to talk to you just to say thank you very much, and I tried myself. Thank you, Joe.
Not at all.
And with your permission, we'll put the two of you in contact afterwards.
But brilliant.
That would be great.
Sylvia, how were you after the hour-long episode that you were trying to help someone who was becoming more and more unwell? As Karen said, she believes you saved her life. But how were you after the ambulance had departed?
Myself and Sam kind of just looked at each other and were like, okay, fine, let's just get on with our life. And I remember that I walked off on the bus and I texted my housemate, and I told her, you won't believe what just happened. I could feel that my legs were like just jelly. I just couldn't even hold myself up. Yeah. Because it was just kind of an hour of like rush and adrenaline. And then all of a sudden, then Karen was gone, you know. So I was just like, how do I get in touch with her at all? Like, how do I know if she's well or she's not, you know? So I kind of, this thought, it was on my head for the last, you know, few months as well. So I'm delighted that she reached out, you know, to you.
Okay, well done. And Sylvia, you work in Beaumont Hospital.
I do, yeah. I'm a nurse in Beaumont, yeah.
Well done. Thank you so much. How long are you living in Ireland, Sylvia?
I've been here 4 years now.
And 4 years.
I'm nearly ready to leave the country now, unfortunately. I'm moving back to Italy in a couple of months, yeah.
How are you? Okay.
Yeah.
And because your accent is very, very Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. Sylvia, I wish you well. I'm sorry we don't have more time to talk to you. And thank you again. And Karen Butler, they'll be in touch, I suspect, within the hour. Rebecca Meehan, producer Ray Darcy's next.